You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's diverse society is reflected in its corporate workforce, but that diversity hasn't yet made it into boardrooms. Behind the management doors, it's virtually homogenous, and it has community leaders concerned, says Australian Human Rights Commissioner Tim Soutphommasane.
We don't want a future where we have a multicultural society, but a monocultural aristocracy that runs our institutions.
About 75% of Australians are from Anglo-Celtic or European backgrounds. But figures from the Human Rights Commission show people of those same backgrounds account for 95% of executives and 97% of CEOs. Now, a University of Sydney report is showing a similar disparity in Australian boardrooms. Researchers believe these findings are a first. Researcher Demetria Groutsis from the University of Sydney says they reveal the main barriers to diversity in boards include a preference for what they're calling Western leadership.
Many of our culturally diverse board members who participated in the research indicated that they needed to change to fit into the board culture.
Trailblazers such as Adelaide's Nadia Moffat are breaking those barriers. Suffering two brain hemorrhages as a child and told she'd never walk, let alone work, she is the child of Italian migrants and now sits on the board of the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network.
I would really be excited to see the ASX take diversity seriously and lead by example, because I think they'd be amazed at how enriched the organisations could become. And I think leadership has to be set by example.
Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.